stadium. And I'm also so sure that he is going to show his glory and his power, his saving power and his healing power and delivering power, because the Son of Man has come to seek and to save those that are lost. Isn't that marvelous? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I just want to tell you just one or two sentences, something about Christ for All Nations. God has called us to reach the masses here in Africa with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have been in this ministry for almost 8 years, 7 to 8 years, and we have seen marvelous, marvelous moves of the Spirit of God. We have seen how tens of thousands of people gathered in a single service, up to 40,000 people, how thousands upon thousands came forward receiving Jesus as their personal Savior. And you know, by doing this, the landscape gets changed, because when Jesus comes, the devil's power is broken. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. You know, what's now? Come on, hallelujah. Yeah, the blessing in the right place. And we have seen tremendous moves of the power of the Holy Spirit. I believe that this day is the day of the Holy Spirit. And I believe that we as people of God have the answer to all the problems of this world, because the answer lies in our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are just about to pitch the biggest tent that has ever been built in this world. It holds 34,000 people, and it's going to move from Cape Town to Cairo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have almost finished the first phase of this tent, which is the tent itself. The second phase is going to be the transportation phase. We need 30 to 40 ton trucks to carry or transport this tent through Africa. And I'm absolutely sure that this tent is too big for anybody to ignore it. It's going to make the gospel of Jesus Christ a public issue here in Africa. Hallelujah. And we have received the promise of the Holy Spirit that presidents and prime ministers will find salvation under the roof of that tent. Hallelujah. We also know that the course of whole nations are going to be changed, because if within a crusade that lasts 2 to 3 weeks, 30, 40 or 50,000 people receive Jesus as their Savior, that must have an effect upon a whole country. And I believe that this is going to happen. Hallelujah. God willing, we are going to have the first crusade in this new tent in April next year, but the masts have been pitched already in Boksburg last week, and the tent is coming up, but it's just a technical pitch. But we are rejoicing. The Lord has been leading us step by step. He has providing step by step. And our God, who has been faithful until today, is also going to be faithful in the last phase. If you agree with me, say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are going to take up an offering here tonight. And this offering is going to be taken up for this new tent. And I don't want you to give anything if the Lord does not touch your heart, But if he has spoken to your heart, do what he told you to do, and you will be blessed. God bless you indeed. I'm asking now the brethren to come and take up the offering while Tommy Seiden is going to sing to us. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before I read the word of God to you, I would like to just mention something that's really on my heart, because I believe that this could be a tremendous blessing to many, many hearts and lives here in South Africa. We are having a record called Charismata in Africa. Actually, it should be called the Revival Record. It's a fantastic, it's a beautiful cover. But more beautiful even is the record inside, because it's a cross-section of a Holy Ghost revival. You will enter our tent. You will hear 10,000 voices sing to the glory of God. It will stir your heart already then. Then you will hear a short, very short evangelistic message, and you will experience how 1,000 or 2,000 people are flocking forward, receiving Jesus as their Savior, crying for the mercy of God. You will also witness how the sick are being prayed for. You will witness here on this record how, for instance, a blind woman received her sight, and how the crowd is roaring praises unto God. You will also witness a Holy Spirit evening when about 1,000 or 1,500 people receive the baptism into the Holy Spirit within about 3 seconds. This is possible because we are living in a day of which the prophet said that in the last days, God would pour out of his Spirit upon all flesh. I tell you, here is an overflow of blessing, and it will flow into your heart, and it will flow into your home. And I feel that this record or cassette, it's also in cassette form available, should be in every home. And our level of faith will rise for a mighty, mighty, mighty outpouring of God's Spirit here upon the African continent. This is the record, Charismata in Africa. I would like to say something about the last meeting tomorrow afternoon in this stadium. Tomorrow afternoon, we are going to have a special afternoon. And we are also going to pray for the baptism into the Holy Spirit. And many, many, many are going to be filled with the power of the Holy Ghost. How many of you are thirsty for the Holy Spirit? Just wave your hand so that I can see. Hallelujah! Well, tomorrow afternoon, bring everybody along. We are not only praying for the baptism in the Holy Spirit, but we will pray for all these wonderful blessings which Jesus has to offer. To God be the glory. I would like to come straight to the Word of God. I have been praying this afternoon, and I said, Lord, I want what you want. And the Holy Spirit pressed a scripture into my heart, which I want to read right now. It's one of the most familiar gospel scriptures in the Bible. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus is speaking here, and he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will eat with him, and he with me. Amen. Let's pray once more. Father, I want to thank you for this evening. I want to thank you that Jesus is here. I want to thank you that the blood of Jesus is here as well. I want to thank you that the Holy Spirit is here. And I want to thank you that thousands of people are here who can come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ tonight. Let your word be plain and simple and yet powerful, and let it do that for which you have sent it. I know you have anointed the lips of your servant, and that you have sent your spirit upon this great congregation, and that we shall see your power in action. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." You know, I'm an evangelist, and I have found one thing. When the Holy Spirit speaks, it's always so clear that even the children will be able to understand it. God speaks clear and simple. The gospel is not a complicated issue. It is clear and simple. And I want to bring to you a very simple gospel message. And I believe God is going to do the other part. I stand at the door and knock. This is what Jesus was saying. In other words, Jesus is standing outside of the human heart, pleading to come in. Jesus is a gentleman. The devil is a murderer. He is a robber. He will force his way inside, but Jesus is gently knocking outside, asking for entry. Amen. I want to tell you a little story, and with it I want to illustrate to you a very wonderful truth. You know, I come from Germany. I was born during World War II. I know what war is, because we had to flee. We run for our lives. We were praising God that we were able to save our naked life, as we would say. War is from the devil. I saw a woman just lying on the way where I was walking. Her legs were pulled off. Her arms were pulled off. It was just terrible. In any case, Germany lost the war. And our soldiers, they became prisoners of war to a number of nations. And this is what happened to a certain man. He came to one of the Russian prisoner of war camps. Hard work. Cold climate. Hardly anything to eat. But the worst was that he had a loving wife at home. And every morning when he woke up, he was wondering and he was thinking, how is Margaret today, my beloved wife? Is she still alive? Yes or no? He didn't know. Nobody told him. Year after year, every morning, how is Margaret today? And one day, they came one of these wardens, and he said, I've got a list of names of people who will be sent home tomorrow. He was excited, and he thought, what if I will come, if I will get home? The names were read out, but his name was not on the list. But a month or 2 months later, another list was read out, and this time his name was right on top. He jumped for joy. He was so glad. I will get home. I will find out. how my wife is, my beloved wife, my Margaret. He boarded that train. He went towards the west. He came into Germany. He came to that city. He was surprised when he saw his old city in ruins and rubbles. He was running through the streets, just skin and bone, but there was a force driving him, this love for his wife. And suddenly he saw that his old house was still standing. And with the last strength, he ran towards the front door and he knocked. Then he heard the steps. Steps he knew so well. Such beautiful steps. The steps of his wife Margaret. She was alive and well. Then the moment came. She opened the door. He opened his arms and he shouted, "Margaret, my darling, I am home." But something strange happened. Margaret quickly closed the door again and locked it from the inside. He hammered like mad. "Margaret, open. It's me, your husband." But Margaret didn't open. Can you imagine why? Because there was another man inside. Margaret was told that her husband had died on the battlefield and she had remarried, and now her real husband stood outside, knocking, crying. Jesus also said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Jesus is standing, knocking at the door of your heart because he has a right to you. And inside of you, if Jesus is outside, then you have got inside the wrong partner. You've got the wrong partner. Amen. I want to repeat this. If Jesus is outside your life, then you have got inside the wrong partner. Martin Luther once said, the human being is like a riding horse. Either God or the devil rides him. But nobody is alone. Because there is no such thing as neutrality. And this is why Jesus came. He has a rightful claim on your life and on my life. Because number one, he has created us. Remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. God has a rightful claim upon you and upon me. He wants to be our partner. He wants to come inside and establish his throne. He wants to become the Lord of our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've seen what the devil can do. I see how the devil is a taskmaster. I've seen how the devil has destroyed the most beautiful lives and marriages and families without any hesitation. That's why the Bible says he is the murderer from the beginning. You are not, let me say it this way, it doesn't pay to serve the devil. Because after you have served him, he's not going to reward you. He will cut you to pieces.
To be a sheep of the devil's flock is the worst thing that could ever happen to any human being, because that kind of shepherd is going to be your butcher. Amen. I'm cross with the devil because I've seen his works and I know that he is a filthy fellow. I'm cross with him. Amen. Jesus is knocking. Jesus loves you. He says, open your door. I'm your rightful partner and I will set you free from that slave driver called Satan. Hallelujah. Praise God. I've seen drunkards. I've seen alcoholics. I've seen people who are totally helpless. Totally helpless. And I've also seen how this curse is getting passed on from parents to children. You know what doctors in America have found out? They say a woman who is an alcoholic, when she gives birth to a baby, that when the baby is born, that baby doesn't cry for milk, that baby cries for beer. Because that baby has got the same symptoms as a person, as an adult that doesn't get his liquor or his alcohol. My God! How many parents have become a curse to their children, just passing their sin on to following generations? Listen, we've got a responsibility. Jesus is knocking. Allow him to come in, and then God will release blessings to you and to your family as you have never known, because God is on the throne. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise God, praise God, praise God. How many people are bound by these evil lusts? No matter what they do, they can't get over it. These evil lusts, they rule them day and night. Everything revolves around these lusts day and night. Outside, I'll tell you, they look like saints, but inside they are devils. This is the truth. I'm here to preach the truth. Amen. Are you cross with me? I love you Cape Townians. Hallelujah. You are people who love the truth. Ye shall hear the truth and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. Praise God, praise God, praise God. I once preached somewhere, I won't tell you where, I've mentioned this story already more often, but I preached somewhere, and after the end of that meeting, a big, big man came to see me. I never had seen such a big, big man. You know, he looked like a double-story building. His shoulders as broad as a wardrobe. And he said to me, Pastor Bonke, look at me. I'm a strong man. He said, I can pull with my bare hands. I can pull out a tree. He said, with my bare fist, I can kill an ox. And then I suddenly saw tears in his eyes. And he said to me, but when temptation comes, I'm as weak as a baby. And he cried hot tears. Outwardly, he looked like the strongest man on earth. But inside, that strong man was as weak as a baby. This is the deceit in this world. And I want to tell you one thing, even if people think you are a saint, God knows that things are rotten inside. I once bought a beautiful apple. I paid 50 cents for that apple because it was so wonderful. And you know, when I bit into that apple, I realized that it was a house of a whole worm family. You may be worth much looking from the outside, but inside you've got that wrong partner. That devil or that unclean spirit that drives you and forces you to do things you hate to do yourself. Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Open your heart. Let Jesus come in. He will set you free. He will also set you free from that spirit of fear. He will set you free from that spirit of fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I praise God for the privilege of preaching this good news, this wonderful glad tiding, this gospel of Jesus Christ. It changed my life so completely, so radically, and it will change your life as well. Hallelujah. So what must you do? Jesus says, he that opens the door and lets me come in, I will have communion with him. You know, when you open and Jesus comes in, the first thing is this. He's going to give a good kick to the devil. He gets out. He's got to get out, because when the Prince of Light comes, then the Prince of Darkness must go. Light is stronger than darkness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is not a self-help program. This is not an improvement program, self-improvement program. This is just the light of God shining into the darkness of our lives, and then the darkness must go on its own. Light is stronger than darkness. Hallelujah! Jesus is stronger than any force of the devil and all his hosts of demons put together. Amen. When Jesus comes in, he kicks out the wrong partner, and then he tidies up. He washes you with his precious blood. He makes all things new. Oh, it's a great day to become born again, renewed by the power of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. I still want to tell you something else. And this is in line with that scripture as well. You know, there are people who once gave their lives to Jesus, but then somewhere along the road they decided that they are too weak to be a child of God, or they can't make it. Some told me, I've tried it already many, many times and I can't make it. I don't know how to keep it, and so on and so on and so on. If you've got that problem, then I would like to tell you that if it is so, I believe you have never really understood the gospel. Or you have never really made a clear stand for Jesus Christ. How many of you want to know how to not just become a child of God, but how to stay a child of God and develop in the Spirit of God? Let me see your hands. How many want to know the secret of this? Just wave your hands where you are. Praise God. So many all over. God bless you. I want to give you an answer here tonight that I believe you will never forget for as long as you live. And I want to put it again into a small little illustration story. It's just an illustration story, but it brings the point home very well, I believe. Let me put it this way. There was a certain young man somewhere who possessed a very beautiful house. That house was a double story indeed. 5 rooms on top and 5 rooms below. And one day there was a knock at his door. And when he opened the door, he saw the Lord Jesus stand outside. And the Lord Jesus said, I've been knocking at the door of your heart, at the door of your house. If you wish, may I come in? This young man said, Lord Jesus, please come in. I've got 10 rooms in my house. I want you to take the best room in this house. It's upstairs. It's the poshest room. That room I want to give to you. Lord Jesus, settle down in my house. I'll give you the best room in my house. Come on, say amen. Hallelujah. So far, so good. And when that young man went to open the front door, he couldn't believe his eyes, but Satan stood outside. Now him, he didn't want to let in, so he quickly tried to close the door, but it was too late already. And a struggle started. The whole day these two fought. The devil and this young man, fighting. The devil poured filthy thoughts into his mind. Temptations left, right, and center. It must have been awful. When the evening had come, that young man had managed to kick the devil out and lock the door. And exhausted, he walked upstairs and he said, Lord Jesus, please tell me, didn't you see that the devil visited me today? Why didn't you help me? The Lord Jesus said, my son, this house of yours has got 10 rooms. But of the 10 rooms, you only gave me one. Oh, said this young man, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Let's make it 50-50. I have got 5 rooms. You've got 5 rooms. How about that? The Lord Jesus said, thank you very much. You see, Jesus only takes what you give. He won't take anything you hide behind your back. Next morning, very early, there was another sharp knock at the door. Oh, that young man started shivering. He said, oh, what if it is Satana again? He said to himself, I am not going to open the door wide. All I'm going to do is just to open it a wee bit. And I'll peep through. If it's the devil, I quickly close the door. So he opened the door a wee bit. And he saw indeed Satan stand outside. But before he could close the gap, the devil had put his foot in the door. And the struggle started again. Up and down, down and up, the whole day. Filthy temptations. In the evening, he managed to get the devil out. Exhausted, he went to the Lord Jesus. He said, Lord Jesus, I gave you 50%. Why didn't you help me? Didn't you see that the devil was inside? The Lord Jesus said, my son, listen. Why don't you give me your whole house? All 10 rooms you give to me. And then you stay with me. And then I am the Lord, the owner of this house. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then I will have the key for the front door. The young man knelt down. He said, Lord, I give it all to you. Just all. The next morning, very early, believe it or not, that same sharp knock. Oh, the young man thought, what if it is the devil again? But before he could think twice, he heard footsteps. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. He is answering the door because he is now the owner of this house. Hallelujah. Jesus has the keys. I need not worry anymore. And this young man decided to see with his own eyes what was now about to happen. The Lord Jesus, he went towards the front door without any hesitation. And he did not open the door a wee bit. He opened the door as wide as the hinge could carry it. And the young man stood behind the shoulder of the Lord Jesus, just looking over it to see what was happening. And there over the shoulder of the Lord Jesus, he saw Satan stand. And when Satan saw Jesus stand in that door, he bowed very low and said, excuse me, sir, I knocked at the wrong door. Hallelujah! 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 Oh, glory! You can't beat the devil with your own tricks. Let Jesus do the job because in his name every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I challenge you here tonight. I challenge you. Stop talking that the gospel doesn't work. If the gospel doesn't work, you've got your back door open through which the devil has got free entry all the time. Let Jesus take full control. He is not satisfied with 9 rooms. Many Christians have given 9 rooms to the Lord Jesus. And on the last room, room number 10, they have written strictly private, no entry. And in that strictly private room, there they have got under the bed, they still have got stolen items. They still have got there, you know, just for a quiet smoke now and again. There they have got their bottle of beer still, which they smuggle into this house, and they are foolish enough to believe that Jesus doesn't know it. Listen, we can cheat people, you can cheat me, but we cannot cheat the Son of God. There is a knock at your door here tonight. And Jesus says, stop fooling around. You better come and lay your whole life into my hands and then see what I shall do with it. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus says, behold, I make all things new. He makes all things new. He makes all, do you hear it? He makes all things new. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Get the wrong partner out. Let Jesus come in. And when he comes in, give him 100%. And I can guarantee upon reason of the word of God, in such an instance, you will be more than a conqueror. You will be condemned to victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. With Jesus, you cannot lose. He is Lord. The devil is under our feet. Jesus is Lord. He sets free from every hang-up, from every evil habit, from these unclean spirits that are going through the world nowadays. Jesus sets free, totally free. He loves you and he calls you. When I was praying this afternoon, the Lord said to me, I'm going to break iron chains tonight. And I believe he will break that chain of bondage over which you haven't had any control until today. Jesus will break it and he will set you free and you will be free indeed. Maybe for the first time in your life, but he's going to do it. If you believe that, say amen. Hallelujah. You see, in our meetings, we don't preach just to get compliments. I'm not fishing for compliments. I'm fishing for souls. Hallelujah. Compliments don't matter to me. I want to tell you, Jesus is knocking. Open your heart. Get the devil kicked out with all his demons and receive Jesus as Lord. And then he will establish his throne and you will go from victory to victory and enter the purpose of life. Eternal life in Jesus Christ. Isn't that marvelous? Hallelujah. Jesus is now here to heal the brokenhearted and to set the captives free. And if you are a Christian that is a backslider, then I want to tell you, come and slide back to Jesus tonight. Amen. Slide away from the devil. Don't slide away from Jesus. And come back to Jesus. There is your place. That's where you belong. In the arms of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me close with this. I was in Germany. I've got there many friends, of course, because that's the country of my origin. And one day when I arrived in a certain city, a friend of mine said, imagine my son Daniel, who never wanted to receive Jesus as his savior, he has received Jesus now. I couldn't believe my ears. There the door opened and this young man came in. I said, Daniel, tell me,
How did you receive Jesus? He started to tell. He just had finished his university studies. He was a qualified architect now. And he said, I grew up with my parents who believed in Jesus, who were praying every day. But he said, I had made up my mind. I don't want this old-fashioned nonsense. That's how he called it. He said, I didn't want this old-fashioned nonsense. Well, he said, I had made up my mind. I'm going to be an ultra-modern man. Ultra-modern. And you know, the so-called ultra-modern people in Germany, they don't believe that people must marry anymore. They say you just live together as long as you like. And if you no more like, you just walk apart. And so there is no divorce necessary. That's what they believe. And so he said to me one day, I had rented a flat in the city, he said, and I stayed there with my girlfriend. We lived like husband and wife, but of course we weren't married. And he said, one day I came to my flat, and when I opened the door, I found another man with my girlfriend. And he said, I said to my girlfriend, what on earth are you doing with this man? Oh, she said, Daniel, have you forgotten? We are modern people. Today, this man is my man. You can return tomorrow. Tomorrow, you will be my man again. He turned away. He said it was as if somebody had stuck a knife into his heart. And he said he was running through the streets of the city of Bremen. And he said, suddenly I had a perspective I had never had before. He said, it was suddenly as if I stood on the pinnacle of a high mountain and I could see as far as I had never seen before. He said, and I saw that what I called modern life was nothing but rottenness and death. He said, I had 1,000 questions in my mind, in my heart, but I didn't want to go to my parents because I was too proud to admit that my philosophy had failed. He said, but I knew deep down in the cellar of the house, there was in one of the boxes a Bible I received 9 years previously. He said, through a back entrance, I went into the parental home. I went into the cellar. I dug out that Bible and I just opened it. And the first verse I read answered question number one in my heart. He said, I quickly closed the Bible. I opened the Bible again at random. I read another verse that just came my way. And when I read verse number 2, it answered question number 2. He said, I closed the Bible again. I opened it again at random. The next verse I read answered question number 3 in my heart. And he said, suddenly I realized I stood in the holy presence of the living God. He said, I fell on my knees, he said, and I cried to God. He said, I roared like an animal. Oh God, Jesus, if you are there, come and help me. He said, I wept for half an hour. And when I stood up, suddenly it was as if a million evil spirits had left me. And the peace of God flooded my heart. And I knew I was the Son of God. Hallelujah! I challenge you here tonight. You are not happy deep down in your heart. You have heard the knock. Open the heart. Let Jesus come in. And you will be changed. changed by the invisible power of Jesus Christ. He changed my life. And because he managed to change me, he can easily change you. Hallelujah. Let's close our eyes in prayer. I want to thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we can come to you just as we are. I thank you for the move of your precious Holy Spirit that sweeps through this stadium. And you have said, he that comes to me, I will under no circumstances refuse. Lord, you will do it now. I believe it. I believe for the one who thinks he cannot believe for himself. And I know that you will now come into his heart if he only has that desire deep down in his soul. In Jesus' name. While all our eyes are closed and we are in the holy presence of God, I want to ask, who is here tonight who has heard that knocking of the Lord Jesus on the door of your heart, and you want to say, Lord, come into my heart and life. Save me from the power of the devil. I want you to take control and become the Lord of my life tonight. How many are here who want to receive Jesus now as their Savior and Lord, and you want me to pray for you this very moment? Then just lift your hand as a sign that I can see and pray for you. Just lift your hand as a sign wherever you are. Oh, I see so many hands all over. Praise God. Just lift your hands. Just wave your hands. Just wave your hands, because it's difficult for me to see against the light. Just wave your hands like this. Oh, hallelujah. All over, all over, all over. There must be hundreds, if not a thousand or more. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus calls you. Jesus loves you. Open your heart. Let the King of Glory enter. He will give you life eternal. He will give you purity of heart. He will give you purity of mind and of eyes. He makes all things new. Anybody else, if you haven't raised your hand yet, raise and wave your hand as a sign that you want to receive Jesus tonight. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Praise God. Hallelujah. 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 While we are singing now, he is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead and he is Lord. I'm asking everybody to stand, and I'm asking all those who lifted their hands or who should have raised their hands as a sign to receive Jesus as their Savior. Please come forward here. I want to pray with you right here and right now. And Jesus will come into your life, and he will become the King and the Lord of your heart and life. Come quickly. Come down right now. I'm waiting for you here. Jesus is waiting for you here. Jesus loves you. Come now.
He is Lord.
Let's all stand.
He is Lord.
He is Lord.
And he has risen from the dead. And he is Lord. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. Oh, he is Lord. And he has risen from the dead, and he is Lord.